Aho's hit music Z89.3 Banners and Someone to You. Nickelback, new music from Nickelback, and those days started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on our Friday. Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with
Ranger Kate.
It is time for another fun-filled, exciting edition of Ranger Talk for April. How have you been, Ranger Kate?
Been doing all right. Doing a lot of running around, but all in all, it's a good time.
Well, I thought you looked a little bit more fit today.
So I'm glad it's all working off.
Exactly. There you go.
Working out.
You know, that it can tell. You've been doing a lot of running around. I've been doing a lot of running around, but it makes no difference. I still look unfit. So, all right. Today's going to be fun because we're going to be speaking about archaeology. And as long as I have the word in front of me, I can pronounce it.
It does help.
That's crazy.
I'll give you paleontology, too.
Paleontology. All right. Look forward to that one. All right. All right. Well, first, let's do updates here. What's been going on over at Oregon Pike?
We got a few things going on. We got both of our park guides are hired, so we're looking forward to having them join us. And they're going to be providing a lot of extra help there at the visitor center, answering visitor questions, so we definitely appreciate that. And I hope visitors do, too. Our last day of programming is April 15th, so if you want to hear a ranger talk about all sorts of cool things, come on down before then. You can get to hear it. The campground kiosk is closed for the season, so if you are camping at Twin Peaks, if you have any questions or need any help with recreation.gov or anything like that, come on down to the VC and we'll help you out down there. And then the other two major things is we do have two different road closures happening in the park. Ajo Mountain Drive is closed again. That restarted at the beginning of April and is going through the end of April, tentatively. And that is the continuation of the project that went on last September for the road improvements. Mm-hmm. They were trying to get it through, but there were a couple of different delays. And so because we wanted visitors to be able to access that area during the busy season, we stopped it and postponed it until now. And right now the temperatures are perfect. It'll be a little too hot if we wait too much longer. So we're trying to get that done. But once that's done, that route will be improved significantly. But don't fret. There are plenty of other places to still see in the park. Alamo Canyon, the Sunita Basin area, and North Puerto Blanco are still open, so you have plenty of places to come down and enjoy. The other little area that we do have a road closure on right now is from Bates Well area over to the Cabeza Prieta border. So that will actually restrict eastbound access to the Camino del Diablo from that area. And then from Pozo Nuevo up to Bates Well area itself. So there just won't be any traffic on that. There's a lot of road repairs that are going on right there, and that's hopefully going to be done by early May. But just letting folks know that area is going to be restricted, and there is going to be a lot of construction traffic going. So if they are doing the North Puerto Blanco loop in the Aguajita Wash area that connects North Puerto Blanco to South Puerto Blanco, just be very careful driving that wash because there are construction trucks that will be coming the other way.
All right. Wow. That's a lot going on.
There's a lot.
That's a lot. All right. Fantastic. All right. So this month, we're going to talk about archaeology and why we do it and all that. So that's coming up here in the next break. So stick around for that. Here's Clean Bandit, Rockabye. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Jay Torres there. Also heard from Florida Georgia Line. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
And this is Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. I can't forget that now. And we want to thank Ajo Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring this.
So. Sponsored.
Yes, it's fantastic. All right, we're going to be talking archaeology this month. And now, Ranger Kate, what does an archaeologist do?
Well, that's a great question. And it seems, from my understanding, that a lot of people actually don't fully know what an archaeologist is. So I thought it'd be fun to quiz you.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
And kind of see if you knew what an archaeologist does, even though you're asking me that question.
Right, right. Well, you can quiz me. I'll see how I do on my answers. I'm not even going to look at the cheat sheet.
All right. So does an archaeologist, now I'm having trouble saying it.
I feel your pain.
Do they study fossils?
Do they study fossils?
I would think
that they do.
All right. Do you think they study dinosaurs?
Well, dinosaurs would be a fossil, so
yes, I suppose so.
Okay.
What about shipwrecks?
Shipwrecks.
I don't know what shipwrecks are. So
wouldn't that
know.
Be like an oceanographer or whatever doing something? I would say no.
Okay, so no. And then do they defeat Nazis? Because that's a good question. You got to ask that one.
That's a great question. and if I remember watching a great history movie, so I would have to say yes.
Well, you got three wrong in a row.
I am fantastic.
They do. Archaeologists do not study fossils or dinosaurs, but they do study shipwrecks.
Oh, jeez, man.
Only Indiana Jones handles the last one, as far as I'm aware. But yeah, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people do think that they are studying fossils and dinosaurs. And some people do know that they study shipwrecks. But in general, archaeology is the study of uncovering the way that people's lived in the past and even today in the present through the places and artifacts left behind. So they're not necessarily studying fossils. They're studying humans. Mm. They examine cultures, languages, behaviors, and archaeological remains all across the world. And those artifacts really tell us, you know, where people lived, when they lived, what they ate, what they wore, what they used, and how their culture changed over time. So, like, think of your house. If, like, someone walked into your house 500 years in the future, you know, what does your house say about you? Even something like the cut of meat in your refrigerator lets people know what you were eating, what part of that animal you were eating. Probably, you probably have seasonings around the house that elaborate on what kind of seasonings or plants you used. Mm-hmm. So that's what archaeologists are doing. They're trying to find out what people were doing and ultimately how that plays into our lives today.
Wow.
That's interesting.
So why should we care about all this old stuff?
So from those stories that archaeologists are uncovering, they bring a unique perspective to the present time. Mm-hmm. And that perspective can also maybe influence our choices that we take into the future. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is that it can really illuminate on peoples who didn't have a written history or who weren't the subjects of a particular history. History was, you know, generally written by the conquerors or from one perspective, from one person. And that, unfortunately, is an incredibly small percentage of the human experience and story. Things like women, workers at the Chesapeake and Ohio canals, the Buffalo soldiers, they weren't necessarily a part of those histories, and archaeology actually elaborates on a lot of this, and they are becoming parts of those histories, which is really, really cool. So it really shines a light on these things. And it can also fill in a lot of the loopholes in history and reveal that unique perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, see, I did horrible at that quiz. Now I know how you feel on our Extreme Trivia Challenges here, Rebecca J.
Yes.
So, wow. Well, that's fascinating, though. All right. Well, more on this coming up here in the next break. And this is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right. More coming up. Here's a great track from Conan Gray. This one's called Heather. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Carly C., and I Don't Even Like You. There you go. Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with
Ranger Kate.
And this is Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking archaeology and archaeologists. And I have a hard time saying that unless it's spelled in front of me, which it is. So I'm doing pretty good. All right, so as we move along, so do archaeologists, do they just go and, like, find stuff and put it in a museum? And can I go all Indiana Jones on artifacts?
Hopefully not. Please don't.
No?
No. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So really, like, the archaeology and the National Park Service and a lot of archaeology for the United States, in the last quarter of the 19th century, there was a lot of European and European Americans traveling west. And when they did that, they started discovering all these sites, a lot of indigenous sites especially. And those sites had things like pottery, jewelry, you know, all these remnants of the life when those people were there. And, of course, you had drastically different ideas of what should be done with that. You had some people that just kind of gathered it up and put it in a museum. Some people also just chose to collect it, but then you had a lot of people looting these sites, unfortunately. And when that was going on, you know, they were taking them and selling those sites, or not the sites, but the objects that they were taking, or just keeping them for themselves. And unfortunately, kind of going back, like the culture of that site and those peoples are told through the stories of those objects. Things like religion, language, law, those objects can actually reflect all those things. And because those objects were disappearing, so So we're the stories of that culture. And this caused a lot of uproar. And so people started asking that something be done to kind of protect these sites from vandalism and looting. And that led to the creation of one of the greatest acts, in my opinion, and that is the Antiquities Act of 1906. And this was the first U.S. law that really provided legal protection of cultural and natural resources on federal lands. And it created the basis for the federal government's efforts to protect archaeological sites from looting and vandalism. It also established that preservation of archaeological and historic sites on public lands is in the federal government's scope and in the public's interest, so that these places are to be preserved for perpetuity for everyone. And there's been a whole lot of other laws that have been added to that since that are helping kind of elaborate on what that's supposed to mean. Things like the Historic Sites Act, which kind of created the fact that it's a national policy for public to be able to enjoy these sites and buildings and other objects, and that these objects are part of national significance to the country. The Historic Preservation Act of 1966, this is a really big one that our park and a lot of places utilize, and that was enacted in recognition that a lot of these historic places were being lost or altered, and that the preservation of them was in the public's interest. And that act actually created something called the National Register of Historic Places, where if a building or a structure or a site or a specific landscape has some sort of cultural significance, it can be requested that this place is protected and listed on there for that protection. And right now there's over 95,000 different properties that Americans believe are worth that preservation.
Oh, wow.
And Oregon Pipe Cactus, Victoria Mine, Bates Well, Bull Pasture, there's a whole bunch of them. But those ones are all part of the National Register of Historic Places. So it's part of our job to protect them. And then there's a bunch of other different acts as well. The Archaeological and Historic Preservations Act, the Archaeological Resources Protection Act really guide a lot of archaeology. And of course, my favorite, the Abandoned Shipwrecked Act, which means you can't go plundering shipwrecks.
No, you can't go plundering shipwrecks.
Don't go plundering the shipwrecks.
Oh.
But one other very big act that is incredibly important, for especially the national parks, is the Native American Graves Repatriation Protection Act, also called NAGPRA, and that was created in 1990. And unfortunately, for the same reasons that kind of all these acts started, was because of the looting, but people were also looting human remains and burial sites and putting those into museums.
That's
and like,
creepy.
Wow. I mean, you got to think about it from that time frame versus this time frame. I would not necessarily want that, but we wouldn't do this to Arlington Cemetery. We wouldn't go to Arlington Cemetery today, start digging up graves and being like, here, put it in a museum.
Right,
like,
exactly.
That's outrageous to us. And that was outrageous to a lot of people too, but it was happening. Mm-hmm. And so what this act does is kind of protect those areas. And it has two really main purposes. One is to identify and return cultural artifacts of Native American, like human remains, funerary objects, and other cultural ceremony objects. And this other purpose of that is to give those burial sites greater protections. So this is an incredibly important act, because if, like, for example, we're working on a trail or something and like a body shows up, it's like, it's not, we got to figure out what's going on here, and we got to make sure that that is treated properly and with full dignity and respect.
Right.
So all these different laws really protect and preserve these archaeological sites for people today and future generations, and they really guide the steps the National Park Service takes to manage archaeological sites. So please do not start taking the objects from the sites.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Now, if you were okay, this may be kind of a weird question, but if you were working on a site, say out in Oregon Pipe or whatever, and you did run across a body, what do you do?
Well,
so then who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
That's so funny, because that's what went through my brain. But
and I'll kind of elaborate a bit more, but pretty much work stops at that point.
Okay.
Until different, because we have to consult with different tribes and things like that. So at that point, there has to be a lot of consultation that's happening and figuring out what to do and what's the appropriate actions for that.
Because you don't know how old that body is necessarily.
Yes.
It could have been somebody dumped a body there, or it could be historical significance.
That's exactly it. And there's a lot of different agencies that we work with. So we have to figure out, one, like, what's that body doing there?
Right.
And who is that?
And what needs to happen?
Right. All right. Well, fascinating. So if I was in my house and I was digging up and I ran across a vase, in my front yard, and it was buried down in my... Do I have a right to keep it, or do what I would if it was on my property, or would I or should I have it? Like maybe take it someplace, have it examined.
I would encourage you to have it examined. I actually don't know the answer to that one.
Okay,
well, good. But I would definitely encourage you to have that
earlier. So there, right back at you.
If it was on federal lands,
right, federal lands,
leave it there.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm honestly not too sure about the ones on like property specific. Property.
All right, I was just kind of curious. All right, more coming up here, more Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right, more music for you. Here's Ernest. It's Flower Shops featuring Morgan Wallen. It's Z89.3, Ajo's hit music and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ajo's hit music, Naya and Closer Than Close. Jack's Cinderella Snapped started off the 4 o'clock hour musically on our TGI Friday. Sean and
Rebecca J.
Inside joke. Along with
Ranger Kate.
There you go.
Now we're getting back at you.
And they're getting back at me.
Revenge is sweet.
Yep.
Right. This is Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. And we are talking all things archaeology. And this question here. So what does the National Park Service, what do they have to do with archaeology? And I thought, really, don't you guys just protect pretty places?
Well, we do that. I cannot argue that. But we also protect a lot of cultural places. And actually, a lot of national park sites were actually created specifically to protect those cultural places.
Oh.
I'll kind of go into that a little bit.
Cool.
But a big part of what our agency's mission is protecting historic and cultural places. When the Organic Act was created in 1916 to establish the National Park Service, it was pretty much literally our mission in how it was stated. And I will give you a quote because quotes are, you know, very useful. But I also, it's an old-timey quote, so I feel like I need to do it in like a little accent.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this.
To conserve the scenery and the natural and historic objects and the wildlife therein, and to provide for the enjoyment of the same in such manner and by such means as will leave them unimpaired for enjoyment of future generations.
Oh, gosh, I felt like I was back in the 1800s.
Great job.
You gotta
enjoy like giving a quote a solid voice, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. That was great.
I'm not sure great's the right word, but I'll go with it. But it's literally part of our agency's mission to protect these places. We're legally obligated by the National Historic Preservation Act, the Organic Act, the Antiquities Act to do so. And so that's what we do. And what's kind of cool about the Antiquities Act, besides creating the protections for these places, it also did something else, and it gave the authority to the President of the United States to establish national monuments from existing federal lands. So if you were paying attention to the news on March 22nd, the Avi Kowet National Monument was created in Nevada, and Castner Range was in El Paso, and that's nearly another 500,000-plus acres that were added. Mm. But that Antiquities Act allows the president to just set aside national monuments. And a lot of the big parks that you know, like Grand Canyon, were initially set aside via the Antiquities Act. And then through Congress, the park was created. So the Antiquities Act is by the president, and then Congress creates national parks. That's really that's one of the like big major differences.
Wow.
And since then, almost 300 times that has happened where the president has set aside these lands, including Oregon Pipe Cactus. Mm. That was from the Antiquities Act. And a lot of these places that were set aside were specifically set aside for their cultural and archaeological histories. Things like Tumacacori, Casa Grande, Tuzagut, Walnut Canyon, Chaco Canyon, Hopewell Culture National Historic Park. There's a lot of them were actually specifically set aside to protect those cultural resources and for the preservation and protection. We actually play a huge role in these preservation efforts.
So what year was Oregon Pipe Cactus?
It was April 13th of 1937, to be obnoxiously correct.
Oh, right. So which president did, and well, who was the president then?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
Delano.
Oh. All right.
Well, double check me. I'm pretty sure. I've said that a lot, but now it's like leaving my head, and I'm like paranoid.
Oh, wow, that's fascinating. I had a question. It was on the tip of my tongue.
I believe in you.
Okay, so what kind of places are being preserved for us now?
All sorts of different places all across the country. Ancestral Pueblan sites, a lot of different of Native American and indigenous sites.
I'm surprised you said Tuzigoot.
I don't know why I can say that one.
I can say that one just fine myself.
But, you know, old historic trails, cabins, mining equipments. If you go to Oregon Pipe, it's not just Native American sites, but like the ranching sites, the mining sites are part of that. Traditional sacred areas, the Native American mounds. There's a lot of different things that are covered by that.
Wow. So that's really a lot of stuff. So how many sites like that are there?
That we know of in the Park Service, the archaeologists. There's an estimated 1.5 million archaeological sites within the National Park System alone. About 1,000 are being discovered each year, and we currently manage over 80,000 of these sites. And that's being managed by about 250 people, including archaeologists, curators, and program managers. And not only are they doing that, but they're also helping manage community assistance and partnership programs, too. So it's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot. I didn't realize it was 1.5 million sites.
Estimated, yeah.
Wow.
Just in the NPS, National Park Service.
Imagine across the globe. Wow.
That's a lot.
I mean, that's a staggering amount. All right, fantastic. All right. In the next break, we'll talk about what an archaeologist actually does. All right. And that's coming up right here on Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. Here's Sam Smith. How do you sleep? It's Z89.3, Ajo's hit music and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ajo's hit music, Romeo Santos and Solo Conmigo. Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with
Ranger Kate.
And this is Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right. So, as I mentioned in the last break, we are going to talk about what an archaeologist actually does. And I'm sure, just like all of us, they wake up, get out of bed, put on clothes, eat breakfast. But what else do they do? What makes an archaeologist different than, say, a restaurant manager?
Besides they do all that, they also eat carrot cake cupcakes, which I knew they were doing yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
I saw them. I wasn't fully sure myself, so I actually went and asked ours. We have a cultural resource program manager and an archaeological technician, and I was like, what do you do? Because I know you walk around, and that's what I know.
You walk around and look important.
Pretty much. So there's a whole bunch of different aspects. There's a lot of like office and administration and compliance with laws, making sure that all that's going on. And of course, consultation with different partners, different tribes, to make sure that we're like fully complicit with everything. But our archaeological technician, she's the gal that really goes into the field. And a lot of that is gathering a lot of information. So trying to find out where these sites are. And that can be through old maps, oral histories, old documents, government records, and kind of going out there. If she's doing surveys, actually trying to find these spots or trying to find new spots. Otherwise, there's a lot of monitoring that goes on for the sites that we are aware of. And in a lot of parks, we're not necessarily aware of a lot of the different sites. Like I know at Sequoia, only about 3% of the park has actually been like surveyed over, you know.
Oh, wow.
850,000 acres, and I believe our park's around 4%.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So it's not much that's known. So that's kind of cool, though. There's a lot to be discovered.
Oh, yeah.
So even the stuff that we do have requires a lot of maintenance and monitoring to make sure that these places are staying okay, that they're still doing well out there. Making sure that we're checking, like, the vegetation, so these vegetations aren't growing and, like, destroying the area. And they're doing like soil samples and like topography monitoring, stuff like that too. But they ultimately, kind of gather this information, go out there, inspect these areas, keep monitoring them, get GPS coordinates, photos of the area, catalog and organizing them. Because, like, for example, if other archaeologists are doing studies, they can now, like, come to these places and, you know, might be able to get questions answered that they have. From and learn more about these areas by having these sites that they know. And then, of course, continue to find more and more sites as well. And then ultimately, just a lot of office work.
Well, that's like with almost anything. There's always that fun office work. So, all right. So if I want to know where all the cool places are and all that, is that what I need to find an archaeologist to go talk to? What if I want to go take some cool pictures and post them on social media and just, you know, and all that? So that's who I need to go talk to so they can share all this with me?
They will probably not tell you.
No. No.
Top secrets.
And the reason for that, and it kind of goes back historically, is a lot to that looting and that kind of the decimation of these sites due to that. And I know with our particular, our Parks Act archaeologist team generally doesn't actually like to reveal that they're archaeologists when they're out in the field because people start doing weird things.
Right. Following them around, stalking.
So it's just one of those that because of that history and of like current sites, you actually still hear about people like graffitiing, you know, petroglyphs or, you know, taking stuff from sites. I've actually had people walk up to me and be like, I found this arrowhead and I'm going to keep it. And I'm like, please don't. So very often they're probably not going to reveal that. And a lot of times, even if we certainly don't know those sites, the general front-facing rangers, but even if we do, we will probably be kind of hesitant to actually reveal those places for their protection because these are sacred places. Like, you can't imagine going to someone's gravestone and, like, you know, graffitiing it. So why would we do that elsewhere and to other cultures?
Wow. Okay. So basically you're saying no on the posting to social media. No. But what should I do if I discover one of these cool places? What if I'm walking around and all of a sudden I find something cool?
Well, enjoy it for one. It is really, really fun to actually be able to go and like find some of these places. And it's not necessarily a yay or nay for social media, but do think about who you're sharing these things with and if there's a potential for hurt, especially if you're like GPS coordinating and being like, I found this thing right here, all of us, especially on social media, everyone now knows where it's at.
Right.
And these are, once again, very sacred places. So please act respectfully to these places because they are very culturally important. And please do not take anything. One, it's illegal to remove artifacts from federal land. But just in general, moving artifacts or just taking anything can destroy the information that site potentially holds. And once it's damaged or gone, it's gone forever.
And it's disrespectful.
It's incredible. Yeah. And it's like, you know, thinking of the Declaration of Independence, like we wouldn't steal or damage that. So that's kind of the same reverence we need to treat these sites with. And if you do see someone walking out there doing potential harm to these sites, doing digging, if they're out there with the metal detector, that's not allowed in national parks, like tell a ranger so they can get out there and try their best to protect them. And if you really, really love your archaeology, the NPS has volunteer and site steward programs. So if you really want to get your hands into the archaeology, there's a chance to volunteer and do that stuff.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Oh, that's neat.
Well, fantastic. All right. Well, coming up, more. We're going to wrap things up with Ranger Kate. This is Ranger Talk, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. Here's Jawish 685. I think I pronounced that right. It's Savage Love. Great track, nonetheless. It's Z89.3, Ajo's hit music. Z89.3, Ajo's hit music, Tovlo and Borderline. Sean and
Rebecca Jean.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
And this is Ranger Talk. And we've been doing nothing but archaeology on this edition of Ranger Talk. And it was so, as always, it's very informational.
I try.
Well, you know, you do a great job at it. So I've learned a lot. I've learned that don't necessarily believe everything you saw on Indiana Jones movies. So and do not go and just take stuff. And so, and yeah.
And
so,
you learn how truth to is, say archaeology the right way.
Yeah,
exactly.
Truth is, there would just be like him sitting doing a lot of office work.
That would really make for, you know, that wouldn't make for a very good movie a ride at Disneyland. So I can see, imagine the ride like that at Disneyland if it was real. You just go and you just sit on a chair and you just start typing.
I'd do it. Once.
Once.
Just to say I did it.
Just to, there you go. All right. So next month, we're going to be talking dark skies.
Mm-hmm. The dark skies above.
Ooh, that's exciting. I like that. Oh, dark sky. It sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, it does.
Dark skies.
Tied in with the Night of the Lupus.
Oh, that was a horrible movie. That was so bad. Oh, that was so bad. But oh, dark sky, they took a wrong turn. And they drove into the dark skies.
Into the galaxy black hole.
But this will be fascinating. And so a little preview of dark skies. So what are we going to be talking telescopes and how cool it is with dark skies? I mean,
that's possible, or I could leave it a mystery.
Oh, well, okay. We'll just leave it a mystery.
Like the dark skies.
It's just dark skies. There you go. All right. Well, we look forward to next month's edition of Ranger Talk. So that is coming in May. All right. So if you missed any portions of the show today, you can hear soon. I will upload it to the website, ahoradio.org. All you have to do is go under sports and interviews, and you can see you can see the link, but then you can listen to the show. And then the previous episodes are available for download or on demand listening. So thank you so much, Ranger Kate. It's always fun when you come in.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Fantastic.
All right.
This has been Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right, here's Jason Aldean. It's my kind of party. It's not like we haven't been having a party for the last 2 hours. It's Z89.3, Ajo's hit music, and the voice of Western Pima County.